It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. U.S. intelligence analysts have been thinking about how the world might change by the year 2025. That's a little more than a decade and a half from now. And the forecast for what the world will look like is changing. Analysts believe the United States probably will not be the dominant world power. Countries will be fighting over food, water, energy, and other scarce resources. Terrorism will not disappear, according to the forecast, but it may hold less appeal for the young and restless. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The United States is getting a new president, and the National Intelligence Council has prepared a 100-page report for him and his administration on where the world will be headed as he takes office. According to Global Trends 2025, Barack Obama will preside over a country rapidly losing global power and influence. The last report of this kind was drawn up just 4 years ago, describing the world as it would be in 2020. At that time, the nation's intelligence agencies projected continued U.S. dominance. But that view has already changed. Thomas Finger, who chairs the National Intelligence Council, says it looks like the United States by 2025 will be just one of many global actors in a multipolar world.
Thinking of it as the rise of the rest rather than as the decline of the United States, and this is a good thing.
By 2025, China and India will be big economic players. Turkey, Indonesia, and Iran will be up and coming. World institutions, from the International Monetary Fund to the United Nations, will have lost influence. And the economic model prevailing since World War II, Western democratic capitalism, may no longer be favored. Instead, state-directed capitalism, like that practiced in Russia and China, could be ascendant. Thomas Finger says some countries that were recently convinced to follow the Western model, those in the former Soviet bloc, for example, have since become disillusioned.
Much of the world that sort of became democratic in the last 15 years has gone through more pain than gain. They've made adjustments away from populist regimes, away from socialist regimes, away from one-party dominated systems, and are still waiting for the payoff. The global financial situation is likely to exacerbate that. We have an alternative model, perhaps.
The intelligence analysts also call attention to major demographic factors that could contribute to global instability, especially in the Middle East, where Thomas Finger says there'll be a much bigger youth population.
That's a lot of raging hormones. That's a lot of young people with the normal, healthy disrespect for authority. Informed of what their cohorts, perhaps in the big cities, across the border, across the sea, have that they don't have. This is a group that can be potentially mobilized for all kinds of things. Might be mobilized for very good things.
Or for bad things. The Global Trend Report says terrorism will continue to be a problem, with groups using more lethal methods and weaponry. On the other hand, the intelligence analysts predict that the appeal of Al-Qaeda is likely to wane.
The killing of innocents, the killing of Muslims, the fact that it has no positive program. It's opposed to modernity. It's opposed to democracy. It's opposed to a lot of things that the youthful population clearly wants. So the environment will become less hospitable.
The world in 2025 is likely to be more complicated. Non-state actors, from multinational corporations to organized crime networks, will play more important roles. The analysts foresee at least one country, probably in Eastern Europe, turning into a criminal state. In Africa and South Asia, some states could actually wither away, undone by their failure to provide basic services to their people. One encouraging prediction, the world by 2025 could be well on its way to the adoption of clean, non-fossil fuels. The problem? Energy demand won't match supply, meaning the potential for geopolitical conflict over energy resources could be severe. Tom Gelton, NPR News.